This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, that's us.
Oh. So, in a second, we'll bring you the absolute best story, maybe of the year. And we're going to...
We keep topping.
Oh, this
every time
one.
You turn around, you're like, what? Oh. Just when you thought it couldn't
what
get
what if
weird.
You walk into a grocery store and you don't have a mask? You don't have a mask on you. What could you do that's creative?
I don't know. Is there a piece of clothing that maybe that you could...
take off?
Yeah, like MacGyver.
Yeah.
He would totally figure it out.
It's an incredible story. It's coming up. All right. So, you know, listen, Dr. Fauci's given us a few doozies over the last couple of weeks. And we've been talking about it.
I do those kind of things.
What was the first thing? First thing was what?
Oh, it was the if you get vaccinated, you can't see you can't. We're suggesting that you don't go see your mom, your grandmother, or anybody else.
Well, if a grandparent gets vaccinated,
they shouldn't be vaccinated and seeing
other
people.
No, that's not what they
said. Get double vaccinated, stay indoors, and never see your grandkids.
Can we get some facts going here, please? If your grandparents are vaccinated, can they go see the grandkids? Fauci basically said, I don't want to answer that question.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair for me, but we're still looking at everything at this moment.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Maybe it's a possibility, but I this is something I don't want to talk about.
Yeah, President Biden, well, maybe in December at Christmas.
Maybe.
No. Johnson & Johnson may be approved today. Arizonans could get that shot next week. So we've got all this stuff happening, but Fauci came out today and was talking about if you're vaccinated, like let's say, can't you answer this question?
I can.
If you are vaccinated, can you go and hang out with someone else who is also vaccinated?
Look, at this moment, we still don't have the data. Data is important, and it's going to take us a while to find data that works. And all I'm saying is if you've got data and there's data over here and there's data over there, here, there, data, everywhere, data, that's what I'm saying.
Can we just go to the Gatos meter?
Yes, try the Gatos meter.
Is this easy?
It is not approved by the CDC or the
Fauci. It is approved. If you are vaccinated...
see whoever you want!
Go and do whatever you want, right?
And if you're not vaccinated, you're an adult.
If you're vaccinated, you can easily see someone else who is vaccinated. I mean, what is the big... I understand the caution... okay, not this level of caution. I understand the variants out there. They could be a total wild card, but my goodness, it's been almost a year. If you've been vaccinated, you can go and hang out with your friends who are vaccinated. Do you want to wear a mask? That's up to you. At that point, I really don't care. Let me give you another scenario. Say you and I get vaccinated. You and I are vaccinated.
Okay.
We want to go and have lunch with Lloyd Banks, who's not vaccinated.
He is not because of Lloyd.
What do we do?
We don't take Lloyd.
Well,
we
I
take
think
Lloyd
that's stupid.
We're fine. You know what? We take Lloyd. We just ate lunch together, by the way, in a room.
Part of your inner circle. Use your brain. I mean, it's just become it's like we ask Fauci the dumbest, most like kindergarten.
And he doesn't answer him.
He won't answer him.
And that's the problem people have. This nebulous idea, you can look that up. This cloudiness of these vague, like, maybe, but I'm not going to give you an answer. And this is, I'm not looking for a timeline directly from you, Dr. Fauci, because you're never going to give us this. What I am looking for is stuff that you should be able to answer. Like, yeah, you know what? If you got vaccinated and your friend's vaccinated, you guys can hang out. I'm pretty sure you're going to be okay. Because if the litmus test is there may be a chance that you guys can catch it, so we're going to have to continue this kind of measure that's going on, we're screwed.
I'm also not asking for your permission.
No, but
because
a lot of people are.
Listen, I think I understand kind of the rules here, and I think most of us do. I know that there are people out there who are not vaccinated. They get in, they'll go and do anything and maybe not wear a mask, and they're going to roll the dice. You're not going to change their mind. But my goodness, if you've already gotten vaccinated, I'll give you an example. My wife has gotten vaccinated. She's going to go back into the classroom and sub because it's needed. She got the Pfizer vaccines. She's having a few friends over who are teachers. They've all been vaccinated. They haven't really seen each other very much. Now, I think there are five of them, and one may not be vaccinated, but I know the four are, but one might not be. It could be five for five. I'm not sure. That's a calculated risk. That's a good risk. You can't live. You can't live like this anymore.
Because originally, let's go back a year. Because today's the day we talk about. We had the first death here in the United States. We had two on this day a year ago, and then everything, really took off from there. But it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and then as we've got to do these mitigating factors so we can stop the spread and take away anything that could happen to the healthcare system. Here we are a year later. They're still not giving us any real answers. And now that we've got a vaccine, it seems like they're putting the governor on, if you will, not the governor, but a governor like in a car and slowing us down and tapping the brakes even more. I'm sorry. If you're going to go through all this to get this stuff and then you tell us everything's going to be the same the way it is right now, people are going to start asking the question, well, what's the use then?
Well, I mean, at the beginning of this thing, we needed guidance. I never heard of to say 6 feet away and you got to socially distance. I never heard that phrase in my entire life. So at the beginning, they told us to wash our hands a lot and hard, right? Because so we did that and that was good guidance. Stay 6 feet apart. Okay, I didn't really realize that. All right. And then they say, wear a mask. Here's why. Okay, I get it. Now start wearing a mask. But now that you've started to get people vaccinated, you've got to give them new rules. And they don't want to give the vaccinated people any new rules. So you know what? Make your own rules. If you're vaccinated, you're pretty safe. By the way, Pfizer, not only are you safe, but the study out of Israel says everybody around you is safe.
But what did I tell you? The unwinding of all of this stuff is going to be a bigger issue because people have some power and they have the opportunity to do things that maybe they thought they should have been able to do before, but now
but
they really haven't.
Common sense stuff.
It doesn't matter. This is the problem. We have given some people power across the board at the highest level and the lowest level and everywhere in between. And unrolling some of this stuff and taking away some of this power. You're an adult. Do what you want.
But that's what people are doing.
They are now.
Yeah.
But
that we didn't have the vaccine.
Still, 6 months ago, if he would have told you to go outside and tap your head three times and rub your belly at the same time, people might have done it. Now, everything he says is falling on deaf ears because he's becoming more vague than ever before when stuff should be easily answered.
I agree. The answers to many of the questions should be easy. And again, I'll bring it up. Yes, the variants could pose a problem. And maybe that's why.
We could also get hit by a meteor.
Right.
I thought of you last night.
What did I do?
I was watching. I was sitting in my hotel just chilling and I'm watching American Dad came on and Roger had magic powers. He's the alien, lives in the attic. That's Paul Lynn. And he could predict the future. Well, everybody was driving him crazy. And he told the people he's living with that you need to stay in your house forever because you could go outside. You could die. Mm-hmm. And they did. And they turned on each other, and it was so funny. And he's like, no, guys, I was just kidding. Well, we could go outside and die. He goes, that's what life's about. It's taking calculated risks, for God's sake. Otherwise, not worth living.
Most of us have been very careful. And we've never on this program ever said, hide in your house. We've never said that. Go and do, but be careful. Be respectful of other people.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't believe a mask works, throw it on when you go into the grocery store. So it's now the time where, you know what, in Arizona, we're doing very well with vaccines. We're doing better than, I would say, 40 other states.
Yeah.
Because I've looked into a lot of how states are doing. We're doing very well. And I want to give Ducey and Kara Chris credit. They've turned it around. I didn't like the job they did last year. This year, they're nailing it. They're doing a great job. So now that we're getting, a lot of people are getting the vaccine, and many of you, to the general public, April. Dr. Chris said, April, start planning stuff. My wife and I, we've already planned two trips.
That's right, you have. I just
you have to
stop asking people who are bureaucrats and politicians for some sort of, oh, can I do this or can't? Just be smart, be respectful like you would at any other time and get on with your life. And if all of these measures we've done for the last year are so good, then it's still okay to go live your life. And if you've got the vaccine, your friend's got the vaccine, go live your life.
Go and do it. And they are. And people are.
Yeah.
I don't need Dr. Fauci to tell me that if I have the vaccine, I can go hang out with someone else who has the vaccine. I already know that. Coming up next.
Coming up next.
What do you do when you're refused service at a grocery store because you're not wearing a mask?
Now, I am going to say I don't think this is a good thing to
do. I'll give you a hint. What do you do? One word.
One word.
You don't have a mask. What do you?
The thong?
Thong.
On your shoe. A shoe thong. It's not going to work, but you need it. It's better than nothing.
It's not what I'm talking
about. But it's not something.
It's not what I'm talking about.
That's not what you're talking
about. That's coming up next.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
The story of a woman in South Africa. She's amazing. She went shopping, grocery shopping. She's got everything in her cart. And she gets to the checkout point, and the woman who is going to ring everything up says, "I can't help you, ma'am." And the woman says, "Well, why not?" And the grocery store worker says, "You're not wearing a mask." Okay. What do you do if you're the woman not wearing a mask? You have to think quickly.
Don't have a mask here in South Africa. You can't buy.
Look at your clothing and you say, what could I use to make a makeshift mask?
What would MacGyver do? What would fit my face in such a way that would be fresh, clean, and protect me from not losing my groceries?
It's a thong.
Thong, 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 thong.
So she dropped trowel right there in the middle of the store.
She had like a flowing dress on, kind of like a summery kind of feel.
Yep.
And she's just like, "I've had enough. We're doing this."
Took the thong off. Horror. And she put it on her. She put it on her head. Got to tell you though, her mouth and
face were covered.
Does she look like The Weeknd at Super Bowl?
underwear on the head. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, but you can see more of the back of her head.
You watched this
on numerous occasions because it was just funny.
You watched this video.
Yeah. People clapped in line.
There was nothing good about that video.
There was all kinds of stuff. She was resourceful.
She was
somebody who was determined.
Oh, gosh.
She was not going to take no for an answer. She probably has those fresh underwear that you can purchase, whether they're Kirby's or whatever they're called, where you never have to take them off ever and they'll always smell fresh.
What is it? We talked about that yesterday. The underwear that cleans itself.
Cleans itself.
I don't think that was it.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, who's going to put underwear on their own face?
Her.
No.
She did it.
Would you do it in an Arizona summer? I wouldn't do
it. No.
It's disgusting.
No.
There's no way I would do it. Put my soaked drawers over my head. Are you kidding me?
I'd be like, I don't need food this bad.
Oh.
I've made a conscious choice. I don't need food this bad. Man, she did it, though.
She
went right there. And I'm like, you know what? Good for you. Good for you. And I think mostly it was a situation to say, I've had enough of this. It was fine. And that's why people were clapping. They're like, yeah, you know what? You could have served her. By the way.
Well, why were they clapping, though? Were they clapping?
No, they were clapping for her. And they were like, yeah, yeah. But I think you walked around the whole store, got all the groceries, and nobody said anything until you got to that point.
Maybe.
Mm.
I don't know if they were clapping because they're sick of wearing masks, and they back this woman for not wearing a mask. I almost think when you're that creative, you got to give the person a standing ovation.
Oh, absolutely.
As disgusting as that was, and I can't unsee it, and it's just horrible.
She went to the mat, and you got to love that. She did it.
I mean, it was just, oh. Now, when do you take that off?
You leave it on all the time.
No,
that becomes your look.
You don't leave it on all the time. So you got the thong over your head.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you pay for your groceries. And then you leave the store.
Do you put it back on?
That's my question.
That's a good question.
Do you wait till you get to the car? It's one of those things.
No, like, I do right there.
If you go to Home Depot, you wear your mask inside. You leave Home Depot. How fast do you take the mask off? Do you wait till you get back to your car, or do you do it right when you're outside?
I do it right when I'm outside.
So she probably said, all right, I'm outside. I've got all my groceries. And then I'll take the thong off my head. I'm going to put them right back on.
That's it. There you go. She did it.
Or do you just toss them away?
Maybe you'd look at when you're done, you go out and you shoot him like a slingshot. Pew!
Put him on her antennas, the car's going.
That's right, yeah. Like the flags, like you see when like sporting teams. Oh, here comes Song Lady.
I can't believe she did it.
I can't believe haven't done it.
It fit very comfortably around her face.
Yeah, and if people if women get yelled at the store because they're not wearing a mask and then they don't do it, it's because they're going, they're running commando.
Oh. Coming up next.
Coming up next.
Oh, crap. I don't even know if I want to do anymore.
This
thong story has me really hard. Unaccompanied minors. So they head into the Arizona-Mexico border again. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hit it.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Waiting on Johnson & Johnson. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Are you?
I feel like I'm at a sports game.
Why are you waiting? It's coming, so we know.
I know,
this.
But
it's
I want to get it done today.
Well, it doesn't change anything. We're not going to get anything shipped out until next week.
If we get it done today, we're going to get...
we're going to get it next week anyway.
Wednesday or Thursday.
There you go. So there's no reason to wait on you at your seat. I solved your problem.
No, I'm happy about this. It makes me giddy. One dose Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine has been cleared for
so
expected.
Crackheads so aren't this excited.
FDA authorization. It's like I used to be excited when the new Apple phone came out. Now I'm like, where's the next vaccine?
Oh man.
Wait until AstraZeneca comes out.
God, you're like Johnson.
My gosh,
and stuff.
It's going to be fantastic.
Man, what you got over there? Yeah, you got some of that?
You got a little
some
AstraZeneca?
AstraZeneca, Oxford? Yeah. I like that.
I'll trade you a J&J for AstraZeneca.
Oh,
what do you
yeah,
think?
A little one shot.
Give me both. But, you know, one in one cheek and one in the other.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they said now you can get the the vaccine in the buttocks. Just saying. Fantastic. Hey, what's going on at the border?
What do you think's going on at the border? Nothing. Well, stuff's going on, but nothing as far...
Well, then that means something is going on.
Yeah.
Border towns are bracing for migrants to enter the U.S., and it's because of the new Biden immigration policy. So the big thing, happened a couple weeks ago, where if you were trying to get asylum into the United States, you waited in Mexico.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was good. I thought it helped our, you know, it helped our side, right? Our side of the border, I should say. Well, now they're being released into places like Yuma, 4 or 5 a day. Some are saying now it's going to be 30 people just coming over a day, and they're just released into our society. And it's one of those things, like catch and release. You know, I thought we were done with that. Apparently not.
No.
So a lot of these new policies from Biden are not good.
They're not policies. He's just went back to it's you're just ignoring everything. That's at the end of the day, that's what's happening.
But don't you have to bring back the policy that left over the last few years?
Well, you just signed a couple pieces of paper.
Right.
And then the lawsuits are going to begin. At the end of the day, all of this is going to be decided in a courtroom. Trump stuff was challenged and went to courts. Mm. Then, and that's why Trump's biggest achievement is going to be long-term, his legacy will be the courts. He shaped the courts and remade so many of the federal things, so making it hard for especially progressives to judge shop, to find something before it got to the Supreme Court, which would have been a crapshoot, which at times still can be for some conservatives, I think. But at the end of the day, that will be his biggest legacy. And every one of these things that Biden is doing is being challenged in court. They're undoing something, they're challenging it in court. Mark Brnovich challenging everything in court.
Right.
That's what you do.
Yeah. So we also have unaccompanied minors. We haven't really talked about that for a while. And it seems that many are starting to come over again who are unaccompanied. And, you know, do we have a plan? Not really. It's one of those things. Well, what do we do with these children? Because, you know, Biden says he's still trying to find the other children who were taken away from their parents.
They don't have the parents.
What's that?
Here's the thing. There's all these. It was like 1,400 and some kids. They know where they're at. They don't know how to.
They know where the kids are at?
Yeah.
They don't know where their parents are.
They're where their parents are. But when you send your child from another country to another country, and it's not like they're going on a trip like, hey, this is your first trip to Europe. Have fun. And, you know, it's not like that. This isn't like Taken. This is one of those things where you've sent them on their way, and now they're with family, or it's locating their parents is the issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't mean that we look the other way about what the president did, you know, taking kids away from their parents. It still sucked.
Well, yeah, but a lot of times they had no parents.
Sometimes
they were sent here without parents.
It's still a bad.
A bad thing.
That was a bad policy.
Absolutely.
But when you look at how, you know, the current president Joe Biden is handling it, here's the bottom line: we've got a lot more people coming over the border, and they're being released into society, and we really don't know where they're going.
No.
And that's 9, not good.
9,000, they're saying, unaccompanied minors are could be heading here.
And is that for that's for asylum?
See, or then whatever.
Well,
I mean,
you got to go through every single case and find out. Well, why are you here?
Yeah.
Is there a real reason that you had to flee wherever you came from?
Since 2013, almost 500,000 unaccompanied minors.
It's a lot. It's a big problem and hasn't gone away.
No.
And we still don't know what to do about
it. No.
All right. Coming up next, who has more protection? Okay. Someone who had COVID and you got those antibodies.
Okay.
Or someone who's been vaccinated. It's a pretty interesting question. We'll answer it. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, we all want the vaccine. Most of us want the vaccine.
Some of us want it more than others.
Oh, yeah. What was that movie with the ring and, like, you know, that kind of stuff? The give me the ring, my pretty, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, you're talking about the...
I kind of feel like that's the vaccine for me.
My precious.
Yeah.
My precious.
What was that?
Lord of the Rings.
That was Harry Potter, no?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Wasn't Lord of the Rings?
I think it was Lord of the Rings.
Precious.
I walked out of Lord of the Rings one time at the movie theater.
Why?
I hated it. Just thought it was stupid. I don't know. Plus, the guy in front of me was snoring. Kind of ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, but being a
anyway, speaking about the vaccine, here's the deal. It's the question a lot of people want to know. Who has more protection? Someone who had COVID or someone who's been vaccinated? And so the LA Times did a big, you know, story on this. Pretty much the same, at least for a few months. So let's say you got COVID, I don't know, in December. You're probably good for a few months. When my parents got COVID, my mom passed away from it right at the beginning of this whole thing. But my father, his infection didn't bother him too much. He didn't feel good for a week. But he had the antibodies. Gosh, if he got it in April, he still had it last month. He went and got another test. So I think it varies in different people, but you're at least good for a couple months. So if you're out there and you have already gotten COVID, you know, you're good for a few months. But I mean, that's good news. If new research suggests that the level of protection is comparable to getting a vaccine, at least for a few months, it's pretty good. I mean, that's going to bring us to herd immunity. But here's the other thing. If you had COVID, you still got to get the vaccine. It's just a point of when do you go and get it? Because some people are not going to, shouldn't get it. Like if you got it in December, you shouldn't get the vaccine in January.
Yeah.
And like you're kind of going through that.
Yeah, they told me, actually my doctor said, just don't worry about getting the vaccine right away. Just let it go. And
you can go a couple months.
Yeah.
Because you got tested for the antibodies in December.
Yeah.
All right. So you have antibodies. For one reason, you caught it. Didn't do very much to you.
No, I'm not. And the studies are still out. Because the studies are like, look, just because you test negative doesn't mean you don't have them. You could test negative for a lot of things. It isn't until it's truly introduced into you before they would even – essentially what they have are memories. And the memories all of a sudden like, okay, here we go. Wake it up. We're on. So, but what they are saying is if you get the Pfizer shot, just one shot –
if you have COVID and you get one shot of Pfizer,
they said
you're good.
You may be good. Like it will become the Terminator. You could run around breathing on people, and they could breathe on you, and you don't have to worry about anything.
All right, here's my next worry.
You can spit on my mouth.
Here's my next worry. After we get the vaccine, when are we going to know that we need another booster? Like, when do we know when the tank runs out of gas?
That's
like when your vaccine doesn't work anymore. So. Isn't there a study going on? There's got to be. So don't you take the people who said, yeah, I want the Pfizer, and it was last year, and they did all those stage one, stage two, stage three studies. Shouldn't they know when the vaccine runs out of gas?
I think, this is the way I look at it. I think the way that they're looking at it is it's going to be play by feel, you know, kind of like a feel thing. We're going to... It's going to take a while, and we got to remember something too. We still have to put this in real world time because the antibodies, when I talk to some doctors, say, look, they'll just kind of languish and hanging around and not doing a lot. When you kind of work them out, if you will, put them to task, they can maybe last longer. And that's some of the stuff they're looking at. They're also looking at like T cell immunity, which is you don't catch it, but you're exposed to it so much that you build up almost like a force field kind of thing.
Right.
So there's a lot of different things in that they're talking about. And this is novel. It's new. So, they still think that people who've gotten this once, this may be like SARS, where you may have an immunity. They test these people now. They tested a woman last week for the antibodies for the Spanish flu. She still has them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So that woman survived the Spanish flu and COVID.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I guess my point is there an expiration date on the vaccine?
I'm sure there probably will be.
Because with flu, they say you get the shot every year because they change the shot. So I'm guessing also, let's say you got the Pfizer shot when it first came out. That's not going to be the same shot maybe in 5 months.
No. Because that thing will, they'll continue to improve it. So we're maybe right. You get one every 5 years? You get one every 2 years?
One every 5 months. I don't know. I have no idea.
No. But, I mean, their goal is probably less is more.
Right.
Like let's just, like you get with a tetanus shot or some of those other things.
But the thing is, how do you stop the variants? You've got to vaccinate the planet. That's it. That's how you stop the variants. So getting, if you're we're here in America, we all get vaccinated. That's not good enough. Because they're a variant that could come from somewhere else. That's why everybody's got to get vaccinated.